Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if Michael D. Higgins qualifies as an action hero, but he has spent 14 years in Áras an Uachtaráin, and today is his final day in office. What kind of legacy is he leaving behind? To discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Ona Malley, lecturer in government and director of public policy at DCU, and Fergus Finlay, columnist with the Irish Examiner, former CEO of Bernardo's. Ona Malley, to you first. What is President Higgins' legacy in your view?
He'll be known as a president who was very popular, who, you know, when he went to get re-elected in 2018, no serious candidate went against him. And he's maintained kind of high approval ratings the whole way through his presidency. He'll also be known as one who pushed the boundaries possibly too far in going into politics. And so he's set a precedent for the office where the President of Ireland is now not just somebody who stands above politics, but actually actively gets involved in politics. And that probably will be something we come to regret, because he's fundamentally changed the nature of the office. And we can see, you know, with his successor, Catherine Connolly, she has announced that she's going to be the symbol of a new movement, which sounds to me, at least, like somebody who's expecting to get involved in politics.
Okay. Fergus Finlay, he actively got involved in politics, and we may come to regret that.
Yeah, I think if we're looking for an action hero comparison, I sort of think of Jason Bourne himself, thoughtful, deep, quiet, and yet resolute when he had to act. So Matt Damon maybe will play Michael D in the biopic.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with Owen to some extent. Michael D will be remembered, I think, as a much-loved president, somebody who kind of grew on us. A lot of people in Ireland wouldn't have known originally. And never forget that he was very lucky to get elected. He was, as it turned out, the last man standing in a pretty savage and sometimes scandal-ridden election campaign the first time he ran. And he wasn't going to win. A few days before the election, he had no hope of winning, and then he won. So he came into office with very little by way of expectations. And I think he has confounded his critics by and large. He has struck a chord with the Irish people that has got deeper and deeper as time's gone by. I mean, I think Mary Robinson would probably be remembered as our most admired president, our most respected president. Mary McAleese, as somebody who was admired and liked in equal measure. And Michael D combines all of those kind of things. You know, he's known for kind of having a twinkle in his eye and all that. He tried, I think, very hard to run a presidency of ideas. I'm not sure that worked terribly well, but it gave a value to the office, and it gave a kind of a depth to the office that, okay, I think people responded to.
All right. Ona Malley, how about that? You say he pushed the boundaries too far. The public didn't seem to care about that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
No, they didn't. Most people, his approval ratings, I think, are still above 60%. I mean, they did fall somewhat in his latter years, probably as he got more and more involved in politics. And it's a pity that we didn't use the presidential election to have a conversation about what we see as the role of the president. But it, I mean, given Catherine Connolly's pretty big win, it would suggest that the public is pretty unconcerned about a president getting involved.
Should they be concerned?
I think it'll be, you know, people will be concerned when suddenly they have a president who, with a popular mandate, who doesn't agree with them. And so when their politics are a little further to the right, they might just kind of, they might be a little concerned about a president getting involved in politics. And I think also we might be slightly concerned that the government should be able to run its own foreign policy without having to worry about what a president is going to say. And I think the current government did have to worry itself about what Michael Dee was going to say, and probably is concerned about what Catherine Connolly might say.
Fergus Finney, what about that concern that Michael Dee Higgins pushed the boundaries and probably knew not to push it too far, but that maybe he's opened the door for somebody subsequently to do that and set themselves up as potentially an alternative centre of power to the government?
Well, that's not possible, you see. And to be honest, and all due respect, I think both you and Owen being a bit bold-faced about all this.
I'm just asking the questions.
Okay, fair enough. Michael Dee, yes, he did push the boundaries now and again. He was always on solid ground when he did it. There was never an issue that I can remember, anyway, where he was on one side of an argument and the government was clearly palpably on the other side of an argument. I think there were occasions when the government felt criticised, particularly over things like housing. And my God, was the criticism warranted. And he was reflecting something. And I think people have to remember that the President of Ireland is the only person in Ireland who is required to take an oath to put his services or her services at the welfare and service of the people of Ireland. And I think Michael Dee took that oath seriously, I hope, and assume that Catherine Connolly will take it equally seriously. But they both know the constitutional limits. They both know how far they can go and how far they can't. There's okay. No possibility, none of the widely world, of a president becoming an alternative centre of power in Ireland. People of Ireland wouldn't stand for that.
Owen O'Malley, are you being a bit full-faced, and are you reassured that there isn't that potential there?
Well, obviously, constitutionally, there's no basis for power, but there's nothing to stop a president saying what they want to say. And so, I mean, unless a president clearly goes mad, there's really little chance of getting rid of a president who goes too far. And so they're not going to be a centre of power as such, but there is nothing to stop them becoming a activist president who kind of comments on politics on a day-to-day. And I think in the latter years, you did see that Michael Dee Higgins had stopped really caring about what the government thought and did become a commentator, and was kind of every couple of days or weeks, you would hear you'd get a statement or a speech where he was criticising the government. Okay. And it probably isn't appropriate.
Fergus, a very brief final word from you.
Well, I can't remember any of them. I don't think history will remember any of them. And I don't think Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, or anyone else who has served in government has felt.
Well, there was a few. There was the criticism of the Dame who headed up the discussion on foreign affairs. Was the Fidel Castro.
Which he had to apologise for. The Fidel Castro one, which was ill-judged. That's not quite the same as every couple of days, which is what the point Owen was making. We've struggled to remember the incidences over 14 years. So I think, we should give ourselves a break here.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Fergus Finley, a columnist with the Irish Examiner, Dr. Owen O'Malley, lecturer in government, teacher in politics at Dublin City University. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.